Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. This is Friday. Friday, we needed some extra music there. It's great marching music. The only problem is that because the music's being played in one part of the country, I'm in the other part of the country, due to the speed of light and relativity and quantum theory and whatnot, I can't sing along with the music. And that's the only problem. Welcome to the show. Welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's Friday. Friday is the giving day, isn't it? I think it is. And that's the day that you go to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and you click on the donate button and you send shekels to keep this thing going. And then when you're done with that, you go to the nationalbugle.org. Some people go there for the articles. But you can also go there for the Co-Certified app, Co-Certified, the koshercustom.com. You can go there too. It links from nationalbugle.com, and you can download the Co-Certified app. Wouldn't you like to know if the food you eat is kosher certified or not? Or do you just like paying extra money for your food so that it can cover the expenses of the rabbis who come in and make sure everything's kosher? I mean, we want everything to be kosher. Don't we? Okay, this is Friday, and it's a call-in show. I have my first caller already, but you know, the number here is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Jeremy from Kentucky, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Doctor. It's a pleasure to be on your show again this week. I'm afraid they might start calling this the Patrick and Jeremy Show if we're not careful.
They might. And I got very good response for the Wednesday show. So,
Good. I enjoyed that.
Well, there is a lot going on. What's on your mind?
Well, I got to tell you, I've heard about this Andrew Yang, Democratic, candidate, and just like kind of like Tulsi, he's kind of like the voice of reason over there in that camp. But I caught him on Tucker Carlson. Did you happen to see that interview?
I think I did, but it wasn't just yesterday, right? It was. I don't always see the end of the shows. That's the thing, because I watch it on YouTube, and the ends are often cut off. But I do believe if it was from a week or two ago, I think I saw it. Was he on more recently?
Like, Yeah, I stand corrected. It was like a week ago. I watched it yesterday. That was, I guess, what I was alluding to. But yeah, it's really good interview where he's basically talking about if America goes automated, we're going to have to figure out a way to save our jobs, and such as truck drivers and all of these jobs where average working class Americans could lose substantial amounts of income if we go straight automated. And that's something that Tucker has been kind of taking a stand on. Mm-hmm. And I think Tucker was pleasantly surprised with this guy. So I'm like, well, what's up with this Andrew guy? Like, I know that he has the tweet, about the preservation of white people. And as far as I'm concerned, this guy is an honorary white person. I see nothing wrong with that whatsoever. He says, deaths now outnumber births among white people in more than half the states in the country. Much of this is low birth rates and white men dying from substance abuse and suicide. Our life expectancy has declined for 3 years. We need to do much more. No one else is saying this.
No one else.
And here, Andrew Yang, honorary white, he's actually Taiwanese. His parents were immigrants. He was born in New York, I believe. And here's this guy noticing this about our demographics. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I want it to be so that it is an honor to be white. I want, if we go through this collapse where we're on opiates and crystal meth and alcohol and we're committing suicide, there's not going to be much of an honor to be white. So I'm hoping that Andrew Yang can be honored to be white. That's what I'm hoping. He's. Yep. I tried to check on him because I thought, okay, well, what did he start? Well, he's started a bunch of companies that I've never heard of. So, but he's well known for that. He's well known for being the one person who is talking about the white demographic decline and a decline of 3 years in average life expectancy. So by contrast, when in Yeltsin's Russia, the, Russian male life expectancy declined by 8 years. And of course, that country was just a complete disaster, which may mean we've got a ways to fall. But it would be good to have his voice on the platform when they're having these debates. And so it does require, I think the way the Democratic debates are going to shape up, because there's already 13 declared candidates, including Andrew Yang and Tulsi Gabbard, and there may well be another half dozen or dozen jumping in. And so apparently you'll have to have something like 60,000 donations. They can be small donations. So people might want to think about sending in a $10 donation to Andrew Yang or to Tulsi Gabbard. And she's got a good voice on particular issue, these Middle Eastern wars. He's got a very good voice on this issue. And there's one other thing that has excited people like Andrew Anglin about Andrew Yang is the proposal for universal basic income, which I think from an economic point of view doesn't make sense. I think it would lead to a massive inflation. But here's what it means to Andrew Anglin. We've got so many people who want to work for the betterment of white well-being, want to work for white well-being, but by doing so, our ability to make a living gets stripped away from us. With $1,000 of Wang bucks per month, Yang bucks. 1,000 Yang bucks per month. They might be devalued through inflation, but for a lot of young people, that's going to help them get by, and they can be internet trolls. They can do all sorts of things, and it really doesn't, like, because we have reality on our side, we can be massively outnumbered and massively outspent and still win, but we do need some people working. So that's, you asked me what I thought about Andrew Yang. That's what I know about Andrew Yang. Are you ready to, or perhaps consider next spring registering as a Democrat and voting for Andrew Yang in the primaries?
I mean, not only am I ready, I'm kind of chomping at the bit. I look up some other stuff on this guy. The $1,000 a month, I have no idea how he's going to pull that off. But, man, it sounds good. Everybody Yang Jung tonight, right? So I've looked up the other stuff on this guy, and, I'm like, what? How is he on immigration? And he's kind of like 25 years ago a Democrat. Talking about border security, has many issues that need to be fixed. He says many proposals would be expensive and ineffective, but the issue has become politicized to the point where there doesn't seem to be any possible compromise, but our leaders are focusing on single solutions instead of the solution proposed by groups across the political spectrum. I mean, he had a good rapport with, checking with border security and kind of working with them to see what getting their input. So he's not open borders. He actually wants secure border, and he doesn't have the rhetoric of Trump, but when he says, if he's up there saying stuff like why, birth rates and life, surely he understands demographic decline via immigration. Mm-hmm. He's just probably not being as explicit about it. And then his other platforms are relatively socialist, which you kind of covered, the income and medical care for all. But I got to tell you, in a sane world, Andrew Yang and Tulsi Gabbard would be, the two contending Democrats running for the party, and maybe even, on the same ticket, maybe running against a Steve King and Tucker Carlson Republican ticket, right? In a sane world, but we don't live in a sane world. We live in a world where Yang and Gabbard are going to be marginalized because they don't fit the crazy whatever Democrat profile that they're looking for.
And now we have to bring in Donald Trump. And I'm a famous shill for Donald Trump. But and there has been a lot of discussion about Donald Trump because, he's a roller coaster ride and somehow has managed to have a lot more downhills than uphills. Usually you spend more time on the uphills on a roller coaster because you're going kind of slow and then downhill is fast. The Trump roller coaster is a little bit weird because you're going downhill a lot. You're going downhill a lot more than you'd expect and not going uphill as much. I mean, when I say uphill, I mean improving and downhill, this like – digressing. I don't know. Maybe it's not the best analogy. It's been a roller coaster ride. He has these victories here and there, kind of enough to at least keep me crossing my fingers. But then he goes on losing streaks, and of course he's on a massive losing streak now. Maybe the state of emergency is going to help things turn around. I'd been hoping that the North Korea meeting would help turn things around, but he's captured. I'm going to say my feelings here. This show and the Stormfront show, these are shows of people who are already in our movement, and we're kind of hashing things out amongst us, right? It's kind of an insider's show, and so I don't mind having people call up and say, "Oh no, Trump's a show from the get-go, this was all a plan," which I don't agree with. But, these are insider shows, and we're trying to hash out these things. But to the wider world, one point is that this Andrew Anglin makes this point, I agree with it, is that if you're trying to wake up normies to what's going on, approaching them by, say a MAGA Pete, a Trump supporter, approaching him and saying, "Oh, Trump, he was part of the plan from the get-go, and he's a shill, and he's selling us out." You're telling that person, "Hey, you were stupid in the first place." You're not ingratiating yourself. I think it's much better, no matter what you think. And I think Trump had basically good intentions and is trying, but is overwhelmed and inept. I still have hope for him, but I don't know. But I think if you approach somebody and you say, "Yeah, I like Trump, but he's surrounded by enemies, not just in Congress and the media, even in his own administration, even in his own family," I think you can make better progress. You can initiate a conversation, and in the midst of the conversation, you can start red-pilling people and say, yeah, well, what is it about the media? What is it about the chairman of these committees that are trying to indict him? What is it about Jared Kushner? And, there is kind of a common thread. And I think that's just a much better approach, no matter what you think. What do you think of that, Jeremy?
Well, of course, you and I agree on that. We discussed it on the show you put out Wednesday. But I think the Trump presidency, for me, is more analogous to an abusive relationship where, you just keep getting hit. And then he comes back with a box of roses and some candy and promises, and then you come back, knowing kind of deep down that, I shouldn't do this, but then you come back anyway. You know, you had the coming out of the gate strong with the travel ban in 17. Travel ban, Muslim ban, yeah, face. And then, then he bombs Syria. And you're like, ugh. And then he comes in and he's like, oh, but look at these SCOTUS. I'm totally putting some wasps on the Supreme Court. And then he comes back, and cucks on something else. And he gives us a spending bill that doesn't benefit us at all. And now he's got the emergency action. I'm going to do this emergency, national emergency. And, now I'm kind of back. I've come back to him now, and I'm hoping that he won't hit me again, that's kind of where I'm at. But
I think that's a better analogy than the roller coaster. That covers a lot of bases. But here's the thing. So then he's got these neocons in his administration that he's invited in. Are these his girlfriends? I mean, is he going off with these girlfriends and then coming back to you? Is he cheating on us that way? And then, of course, there's the whole question, why does he need them? Or why does he feel he needs them?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, he's been pressured into doing things that he originally didn't plan on doing. I will say that I think that Trump is in league with certain right-wing Jews that want to control immigration, Jews like Stephen Miller, and I'm not totally opposed to that either. The Steinlein plan is definitely preferable to the Hillary plan, I'm just saying that I'm not saying he's a shill from the beginning. I think that there was a lot of corruption there, and his money was tied up with a lot of Jewish gangsters, but I do think that I think we can objectively say that he's doing things now that he didn't campaign on and didn't plan on having to do. And Bolton is one of those things. For whatever reason, he was pressured into doing that. But I think if he can stick with this national emergency and get the wall built, I think that will save him. And, we said the Democrat Party's not going to let Gabbard or Yang get, in place. Hopefully they'll make it to the debates. Trump better hope not, because someone like Yang or Gabbard could take it from him. Because that's traditional Democrats of 25 years ago would vote for them, and that's who Trump stole. So I think that Trump will win because the Democrat Party's going to commit suicide again, just like they did with Hillary and Bernie Sanders. And if they had to let Bernie get the nomination, he probably could have beat Trump.
Well, if somehow Tulsi Gabbard or Andrew Yang gets a nomination, then they can run a campaign and may the best candidate win. Trump. One thing I've been saying from the very beginning is Trump's not a leader. He's not a political leader. He's a political asset, and I will always be appreciative of him for getting himself into office. And I'll never believe that he was part of some plan, because look at the way they're all freaking out. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's something I'm missing. But I've always thought of him as a political asset, something that we have to struggle over. We have to fight for. He's not going to lead us, but we have to fight over him. And I mentioned people within our own movement who say, well, he's a shill from the get-go. And we do have, in our own movement, there are a lot of people who are conspiratorially minded. And I can kind of understand that, because we know things aren't what they're made out to be, right? So it's in the course of trying to figure out, well, they're not what we're, they're told. Things aren't what they're telling us they are, then how are they? So, conspiracy theories are natural. Okay, we'll get to this when we get back from the break.
process. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With Patrick Slattery and Jeremy from Kentucky. And Jeremy, thank you for hanging on. I know you've got work to do, but you're still there, right?
Yeah, thanks for letting me hang on. I'm painting with one hand and talking with the other, so no worries.
That's all good. So here's the thing. You know, it's one thing, like we're very marginalized as it is. And then the people within our movement who are saying Trump was a show from the get-go are marginalized squared. So I don't begrudge them their lack of support for Donald Trump, because why should I? But here's who really ticks me off are the people on the left, the progressives, who, when Donald Trump, you know, had his two bombing spasms of Syria, said, see, he's the war candidate. He's a war person. And these people really, really anger me, because Donald Trump was elected on an anti-war platform. And they withheld their support from things that they would have approved. I mean, it's not just the war, the foreign policy. There's other things that they should have approved. He actually, you know, on a lot of issues that are of concern to them, you know, like the opioid crisis, like actually like healthcare even. If they had opened their eyes, there's a lot of things that they could have cooperated with him on. And they didn't. Instead, they put on – a few did. I mean, you know, you see some of these people like there's some guy who I guess was the Border Patrol agent head, and he under Obama, and he was replaced by Donald Trump, but he comes on Tucker's show and speaks favorably of Donald Trump's policies. And, you know, I talk about Stephen F. Cohen. There's other people who from the left who speak favorably about Donald Trump's particular Donald Trump policies, even if they don't like Donald Trump as a whole. And but very few, most of them would, just because they think he's racist or because he's whatever, attack him. And he has to fill all these offices, has to fill all these positions. And there's no reason why you couldn't have had a lot of principled Obama holdovers in this position or that position. But no, everybody had to attack him, and he can't, we're marginalized. He can't bring us into the administration, and wound up filling these vacuums with the same neocons who opposed his election in the first place and opposed his policies. And so I get really mad about that. Am I just being an apologist? I mean, obviously the buck stops with Donald Trump, and whatever he does ultimately is his responsibility. But still, am I wrong in having this resentment towards you know, erstwhile peaceniks on the left?
No, I mean, you're trying to be objective and you know, saying, well, these people are principled. They should have, you know, agreed with the portions that they agree with and disagree with the other. But, I mean, that's just not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with this insane, like, crazy left-wing, you know, spazzing out over Donald Trump. And I think it was all because of his initial comments about people coming over the border. Some of them are rapists and drug dealers. And I think I think the culture has been so subverted in the last couple of decades that, you know, they're spazzing out over these things that he's saying that are politically correct. So then anything that he says, even if they agree with it, they're going to oppose. I think that's what you're witnessing. And you're just being objective, trying to see Trump as just some guy that wanted to do something good for his country, and now he's getting roadblocked, he's getting pressured. So I think that's where you're coming from. I mean, that's where I think you're coming from. That's the vibe you're giving off.
So when Tulsi Gabbard says that we should meet with – she met with the Syrian president and says we should withdraw from there if Andrew Yang talks about the plight of white men – if Ilhan Omar talks about AIPAC, okay, they may be all open borders people. There's all sorts of things we disagree with them on, but you or myself or David Duke or Mark Dankoff or Andrew Anglin, we go out and praise them, right? We write articles. We talk about them on the show. We make memes, heart-eyed emoji memes for Twitter for Dr. Duke. We do these things, and we support them. We praise them when they say the right thing. Why? That's all I'm expecting from other people, is when Donald Trump does something that they should approve of, then voice that approval. That's all. And by not doing it, I think they paint him in, they corner him. They corner him, and the neocons are winning that game because they're smarter than the progressives, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think that anybody that on the left that does try to speak up for something like Congresswoman Omar, anybody that's a potential problem, even though if it's a little problem, like Flynn was in the beginning, there's Flynn was somebody good that was had good relations with Russia, and they ended up getting rid of him. You know, Steve King and his you know, speaking out for white people, anybody like that that has just a little bit of something to say that's against the system, it's immediately slapped down. So I think that's why you're not seeing these so-called principled leftists just, you know, agree with anything that Donald Trump might do that they might slightly agree with, because they're just going to get slapped down and they know it. You know, they know what their place is.
We're coming up to the break, but if you can continue painting with one hand, please hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the show. Those are the smooth yet somewhat haunting and melancholy sounds of Filbert Applebag. Well, Jeremy, you're still with me.
Yes, still here.
Okay. So, National Bugle Radio and RBN, we're part of a movement. We're part of, however you want to describe it, we are part of a movement that's trying to turn things around for this country. And, you know, we play a role. We play a role, a meaningful role. So, you know, this is a show. And if people want to call in and join the discussion, again, 1-800-313-9443. So where do we go from here? We had some pretty good success in the past few days, a few weeks, few hours even, in helping Ilhan Omar attract attention to the role of AIPAC in our country. I mean, they came out after her, but we've really amplified it. And Dr. Duke's tweet, his Twitter feed yesterday, really, really, I mean, there's so many articles from around the world saying, how, oh my gosh, Dr. David Duke, KKK, is supporting Ilhan Omar, and it's impacting the way this news is spinning, for better or for worse, and I think it's for better. So there's stuff we can do. What's our next meme? How about, you know, who do we target? What about Ivanka? does Donald Trump really want Ivanka to go down in history as the person who ruined his presidency? Should we, do you have any ideas for good memes? Maybe, you know, a picture of Ivanka as Marie Antoinette and the Goyim have no food. Well, let them eat bagels. I don't know. What do you think? We've got
some. You've got the Scooby-Doo kids catching a person dressed up like Donald Trump, and they pull the mask off, and it's Ivanka, something like that, or Jared Kushner.
I wish I had thought of that.
Seriously though, you know, David Duke. I mean, what happened when he came out and said that he supported Trump? Trump's publicity went, you know, even better. He actually got. It didn't hurt him, and David Duke's traffic increased tremendously on his radio show and website. So, I mean, David Duke has a huge effect on the culture, and just one little tweet can make a huge difference. And he has a lot of power, and you've got his ear. And I would say he needs to get out there and start pushing Tulsi and Yang and bringing out the good points that we agree with and get people to talking about them, get people to saying stuff like, you know, Yang and David Duke agree on white, you know, demographic displacement and, you know, birth rates. I think that's one thing. And then secondly, we as individual, just regular people that don't have a lot of pull or power, we can call our senators and tell them, hey, this vote next week is a vote on the wall. If you have, you know, a Republican senator, you better tell them not to vote against the president, vote against the resolution. Because this is really the last thing we've got. I mean, if Trump can kowtow to Israel and he can cuck out on spending bills and tell us, oh, we need more immigrants, but if he'll at least build the wall through this national emergency, that's enough for me to stay with him and risk getting hit again. Because I got to tell you, we Trump supporters, we're reaching levels of different disenfranchised voters that shouldn't even be possible. And if he just gives us this one thing, you know, I think we could dust off the MAGA hats and shirts and get out there and try to push that white consciousness, because we're not doing this for Trump. We don't care about Trump. We're doing this for our white European peoples who have a collective white consciousness, who voted for Trump, and who really think that he is going to do these things. And we need to get out there and support our other Europeans, because Trump's the best thing we got, because Yang and Gabbert, they're not going to make it on the ticket. Let's just face it.
They're not going to make it on the ticket, but they may be able to make an impact in the debates, and that would be great. And of course, because Donald Trump's almost assured to be the Republican nominee, why not maybe register as a Democrat and go in and vote in the primary just to stir things up a bit? One last thing before we go to our next caller, and Jeremy, if you can hang on, if the engineer can keep you on, as long as you have time, we'll do that. But one last thing. You know, regarding the Scooby-Doo meme, I looked at that and I thought, that's a great meme. But I did a Scooby-Doo meme once, and this is a secret, so nobody tell anybody. It was Freddy, and it was Freddy pulling off the I didn't create the meme. I just posted it. But Freddy pulling off the mask, and underneath the mask, it was the Happy Merchant. I posted it, and I got this frantic call from Dr. Duke saying, oh, you posted that white guy and he's lynching a Jew. You can't do that. And here's the thing. David Duke has been so dedicated to our movement for the past 50 years that he doesn't know Scooby-Doo. He doesn't know who Freddy from Scooby-Doo is. That's dedication. But I have to say, it was the biggest argument we ever got in. We got in such a giant shouting match over that. But don't tell anybody. Okay, Dan from Washington, can you please join the conversation?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. It's been a long time since I called. I changed work schedules, but I really appreciate what you guys do every day and Stormfront Radio as well and David Duke. I kind of like Jeremy. I'm getting pretty – I just don't know what to do here with Trump. You know, I think David Duke and I think he would have a lot of impact if he either endorsed Trump next time or not. kind of has a movement. Like, it'd be important. It'd be important for the leaders that we have, even though we're kind of a leaderless movement, to either endorse them or not, you know, because I'm getting pretty discouraged. I mean, no one's twisting the guy's arm and telling him to give a speech about needing more immigrants, you know, and the economy is not that great.
Well, somebody is twisting his arm, but he's going along with it. I mean, it's crazy. I have a question for the two of you. You first, Dan.
Yeah.
What about David Duke threatening to endorse Donald Trump? Right? It's like, Donald Trump, either you build this wall or I'm going to endorse you and go on a nationwide speaking tour on your behalf.
That might actually, that's a good idea, actually, there. David Duke's so demonized. And what you said the other day is true. You know, when you guys come out and support Tulsi Gabbard, or if you would support this Omar, they would just come out and say you're, like, disgusting, and they don't want anything to do with you, you know? So it's hard to have any kind of friends on that side at all, and, you know, but...
Yeah.
But the Republican Party is just so cucked out that it's just, if you look at this vote, 40 of the Republicans voted against it to condemn her. But that's not because they didn't disagree with it. It was because it wasn't hard enough on her, you know, because they were trying to serve their Jewish interests, you know, that, it's just on every level they just cuck. You know, they didn't do anything for 2 years about the border. I think they just want to not do anything on the border and use it again in 2020 for an election issue. But it's going to be too late at that point, you know. And I'm getting tired of being strung along with the Republicans. They get everything they want. They got their big tax cut. They get their... you know, deregulation, whatever helps corporate Wall Street, they get. That's their AIPAC. That's their first priority in Israel, you know. And then when it comes to the white America that supported them, we're like the little kid in the back seat that maybe if you're good, you might get something, you know. I don't know how to explain it. But.
Do you feel like an abused spouse, like Jeremy was saying?
Yeah, it's just like we got played, and I don't know the whole Trump thing. It's weird. You got Mueller there. I've never seen a president that's more like a captive in a way. He's got this impeachment thing going on, but at some point, if Trump was a real normal man, he would just say, "Look, this is what I want to do. If I can't do it, he should come out and say it's because, you know." Corporate America and the Jewish interests don't want the border shut, and they're not going to let me do it, and he should just resign. You know? He's got enough money.
Well,
I think we should start an abused spouse club, abused Trump voter club, Dan, and have meetings and, you know, talk about our troubles. That would be totally cool. But, you know, this...
Right?
If he gets his national emergency and he doesn't build the wall, that's going to say something. And you were talking about what should David Duke do. I think David Duke should get out and tweet and say, hey, Trump, if you don't build this wall through the national emergency, we're all going to convert over to the Democrat candidate. We're going to support Democrats and not you in the election. I think a threat like that would be more, because when David Duke endorsed Trump, it didn't hurt him. It helped him, actually. And a lot of people know that David Duke makes sense. They just won't say it out loud. So I think he has a lot of pull in that direction, quite honestly.
I agree with you, and I think just one thing real quick. I think that there's enough people on our side to push the election one way or the other almost if David Duke did do that. So it would be a credible threat. And that's about the point where I'm at. If they don't do something quick, I'll just say screw it and either vote Democrat or stay home. You know?
Well, the last election was so close that really any pro-Trump constituency by threatening not to vote for Trump, should be considered a real threat, because he scratched by the skin of his teeth. You know, you shift a few tens of thousands of votes around in some key states, and would have President Hillary. Yeah.
Well, and there's probably about as many of us really as almost blacks in America. There's probably, I don't know, 2 or 4% of the population is white nationalist, and it's growing. So if we could just vote as a block, like the unions do or the blacks do, and just say, if you're not going to fight for our cause or interest at all, then we're not going to support you, no matter what party. That's where our power will come in.
Well, I think the strategy here, if you want to call it a strategy, Trump is trying to say the Democrat Party is the party of anti-Semitism. Clearly, he's gearing up, you know, to use this as a talking point during the election. That's what I'm saying. He might be doing some crazy stuff now just because he thinks it's what he needs to win, and he wants to get the right-wing Jewish powers on the side. But if he'll just build the wall, if he gets his national emergency and builds the wall, I'm back on the train. If he doesn't build the wall and he gets his national emergency, that's telling. That means he never is going to.
Okay, so assuming... Okay, go ahead, Dan.
I just want to say what's discouraging me most is legal immigration, you know, what he was talking about when he got elected about family reunification, you know, for enforcement of the labor laws, what do they call it, Title VIII. You know, the wall isn't going to solve the problem really at all. But I agree with you, at least it would be something. But if he's going to come out and say we need more immigration than ever, it's a complete shift of what he was saying. I just can't let that one slide.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
He wasn't saying, when he was running for president, he would say they have to come in legally. They have to come in legally. But he was also, he also issued in, I think it was June, it was before the convention, June 2016, he issued some 47-point plan that included abolishing birthright citizenship. I mean, he used to talk against that. Abolishing the diversity lottery, that's another form of legal immigration. The chain migration, which is family reunification. And then, you know, up until now, he's been in favor of revoking the TPP, temporary protected status. All sorts of legal venues. He has been for closing up all of these legal venues. And then, of course, illegal immigration. He was for clamping down more on H-1 visas, although that was also always something, I guess, that was kind of a bargaining chip that he was willing to, you know, expand H-1 visas based on merit or something. But he's been anti-legal immigration, and so this is a remarkable turning point. And if you remember the State of the Union, and Nancy Pelosi, she looked like she was ordering from a giant Chinese menu while he was giving his speech. You remember that, right? And when he said that thing about, I want more immigrants than ever before, all of a sudden she picks up her menu again like she's going to order dessert, and she's looking through it. Well, she was looking, did Steve Miller actually write this? And of course he didn't. That was an ad lib. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. Dan's absolutely right. The wall is not the total. I said, Dan, you're absolutely right that the wall is not the total answer. I mean, we're going to have hard legislation to be passed. But I will say the wall, will stop. You're talking about they're reporting nearly over 1 million illegal crossings just this year. Since the end of February. I mean, how many of those make it to Border Patrol? Once they make it, they get arrested, then they're set. So a wall would at least stop, you know, 1 million every 3 months from trying to get through. But we've got to do something fast, because the Congress is representative of the demographic shift in our country, just like the Senate is representative of, you know, our power of the states. Look at the Congress. Look at all of the brown people and the total crazy progressives
I don't know that we're going to get a chance to pass any legislation if it continues like that. So a wall might be the only thing that we can do right now. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I agree. Well, like, kind of like before we got Trump got elected, a lot of us were saying, maybe it's better to vote for Bernie and just bring down the system quicker. You know, just let it implode faster. At least we're still a majority at this point. But I got to say, though, some diversity is good. I like this Omar. And you got the Palestinian girls. And so far, I mean, she's yep. helping to wake people up.
That's right. Like, well, we're going to break. We're both invited to hang on if you're still available. And we'll be right back.
Okay.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake?
That show with National Bugle Radio with the beautiful North Korean music and Jeremy from Kentucky and Dan from Washington. So we just got a few more minutes, and you know, we can be black-pilled, so to speak, but you know, we have made a lot of progress, and we have RBN, we have various podcasts and shows, we've got news sites, you know, republicbroadcasting.org, nationalbugle.com, TheDailyStormer.name. We've got David Duke's Twitter feed and Mark Collett's Twitter feed and a bunch more. And we are getting our message out there. And you've got somebody like Representative Ilhan Omar. And she might say something about AIPAC. She mentions AIPAC. She notices AIPAC. But she doesn't really, I mean, when she's confronted about it, she says, oh, it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the money. And of course, it's not all about the money. There's a lot more to it. And that's where we're, you know, we're filling in the background information. So I think that's important. I'm going to put it to the two of you. Any suggestions for what people should be doing? And we have also have people who call into radio shows, which is another important resource.
Can I just clarify real quick? I mean, I said I like the diversity before we went to break, but I mean, I don't really. I guess I'm just glad
might as well utilize it.
Yeah, we're getting a couple of those type of people, like a Palestinian or something in there that might resist some of this stuff. But
mm-hmm.
I'll let Jeremy finish. Sure. I'll just say that the two years the Republicans had the House, Senate, and President, and they blew it in my mind. Not one mm-hmm. thing. And they're just, we'll just see what happens. You know, I mean, I'm just pretty blackpilled at this point. So I think what we can do is just have David Duke and rely on our leaders, really, and maybe we should just decide to endorse him or not this election as a big group. You know, that's all I got to say.
So, and it's a decision that really doesn't have to be made for another year. What do you think, Jeremy?
Yeah, and I'm like Dan. You know, I'm so grateful that this Taiwanese man is speaking up for white people. I don't care that he's Taiwanese, and I would totally have him as president. He's doing way more than our own white president is for white people and being outspoken. But that having been said, we have to wake up our white European brothers and sisters. They have a white consciousness now with this MAGA movement. We've got to wake them up because we're not going to win this politically, because they'll eventually get rid of Donald Trump. Even if he wins and comes out and does what he says, they'll eventually get rid of him. And we have to wake our people up. Because the time for revolution is here, and I'm talking peaceful revolution, political revolution, getting out in the streets, yellow vest protests. But if it goes further than that, it won't be us that pushes it; it will be the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know why I didn't always have a white consciousness, and you know why I have one. It's because we are under attack, and we are under attack by people who want to ride the zombie corpse to world domination, and they're. You know who I'm talking about, and they don't have the best interests of all of humanity at heart. They really don't.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Okay, great. Maybe that can. Maybe I need to start memeing that out. Maybe get a nice graphic meme. We'll think about it. Maybe the Happy Merchant riding Freddy from Scooby Doo. Okay.
Have a good day.
Y'all have a good day. Thank you for taking the time to call in. And this is Friday. I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.